This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Richard Berger, MD, once again, a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and assistant professor at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, Illinois. The pioneer of a minimally invasive technique, Dr. Berger was the first in the world to perform outpatient hip and knee replacement surgery and has done over 12,000 surgeries, more than any other surgeon. And Dr. Berger, thanks so much for coming back to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. I loved our conversation last time and looking forward to a good one this time as well.
And of course, we certainly look forward to hearing more and further from you here today. And again, we really appreciate your time. So tell us, as an orthopedic surgeon, what trends have you been seeing with your patients during the pandemic? Let's start there.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, if you look at really last year, 2020, between social distancing, working from home, lockdown, all these things, just meant a lot less movement for everyone. And particularly patients with joint pain and arthritis, really sedentary lifestyle has really taken a toll. There have been some research that shows there was as much as a 30% decline in physical activity during that past year. Many people just moving less and working out less. Some of us have experienced weight gain during that time as well. And between the weight gain, moving around less, working out less, that takes a really toll on your joints. And you experience a lot more joint pain if you have arthritis. And that's what we've seen. We've seen patients really struggling now more than they ever have with their hip and knee arthritis. Some of them initially were a little bit concerned about seeking treatment. Hopefully now that the pandemic is hopefully coming to a close, a lot of those patients hopefully will get treatment so they can get back their lives and get back to a normal activity and enjoy their life again.
And very well stated there, enjoying our lives again. Really some good points made as well. Now, what can be done to offset joint pain? For listeners who are working from home and moving less, what recommendations do you have in that regard?
Well, whether you get arthritis is a lot to do with your genes. It's your mom and dad's fault, like everything else in your life. But there's a lot of things we can do to mitigate that. Just getting around, moving daily, working out, keeping the motion and the strength in your joints is really a tremendous big help and really reduces the symptoms. And I would recommend that everyone should find some exercise that they love or even like, and do that a few times a week. The secret is just to keep moving. It will keep you healthy, keep you active, keep your mood better, keep your weight down, and mostly keep your joint pain at bay. Even just getting out and walking around the block is such a great activity. Lifting a little weights would be helpful as well. Whatever you can do, do it. Something is better than nothing.
Something is better than nothing. Good point right there, and thanks for making it so simple. Now, I know that the pandemic has also led to patients putting off medical treatment or postponing surgeries as well, such as joint replacement. Tell us more about this. Touch on that, if you would, from that angle.
You know, like I said before, it's unfortunate in that a lot of people are having more and more joint pain due to maybe gaining weight, certainly inactivity, working out less. And in the last year, many people have been really resistant to seeking any kind of treatment for fear of coming to a doctor's office. We've been seeing patients via telehealth, but also in person just about the entire time, and continue to take care of that. But in the U.S., many joint surgeries had to get postponed or delayed. And there was a recent article in The Lancet that said that there's now a backlog of more than 1 million joint and spine surgeries by mid-next year, requiring a dramatic measures to clear out this backlog. People are just living with their pain longer, and at some point soon they're going to all seek treatment, and there's really going to be a bottleneck in trying to get treatment. There's also a lot of literature that shows when you delay joint replacement and you live with your pain longer and you have less mobility, then your outcomes just aren't going to be as good. If you just wait until you're really disabled, it's harder and harder to get back, even when your joint is functioning well. So if you're going to do something, it's better off to do it earlier rather than wait until it's too late. So I would recommend that anyone who's having joint pain seek treatment and seek it sooner rather than later. In addition, lastly, we also know that people have been treating their joint pain with either opioids or some cases even alcohol, and all those things take a toll on your body and make things worse. So you really want to get treatment, get it soon, and get on with your life.
Certainly do appreciate all the insight and information shared so far today. We're speaking with Dr. Richard Berger, MD, a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and assistant professor at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, Illinois. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Orthopedic Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, Dr. Berger, what message do you have for people who are delaying their care? Take that even further.
So it's simple. Don't delay your care. There's really no reason for it anymore. Hopefully you're vaccinated, but even if you're not vaccinated, there's really no safer place than to be in a doctor's office or to be in a hospital getting something done. So if you're living with your arthritic pain and your life is being put on hold because you have arthritis, you can't get out, you can't enjoy the things you want to do, then I would tell you stop delaying, get something done. Maybe it's medication, maybe it's an injection, maybe it's surgery, but go see someone. Go see someone in their office or do what we do a lot now, which is telehealth, and you can go see anyone in the country. During this delay, some of my patients were delayed a year or so and were just getting to their surgeries now. And it went from being, you know, relatively easy surgery and easier surgery to recover from. By delaying, it makes it a little harder. And I did a patient, in fact, just today I came from the operating room, and there was a patient who was supposed to get surgery nearly a year ago at the beginning of the pandemic, and they waited a year, and their hip really deteriorated a lot. In fact, so much so that they had bone spurs cutting into their muscles, and their muscles were frayed and damaged. And we gave them a nice new hip, and they're going to be so much better off, but that muscle damage really can't be fixed, and their hip's never going to be as good as it would have been if they got surgery a year ago. So again, don't delay.
Now, also for patients who are still putting off surgery, what would you say for those that to help them ease their concerns, and why is now the time to get surgery?
The sooner you get the surgery, the healthier you are, the better your joint is moving, the more strength you have. The more you wait, the harder it is to get the surgery done, the harder it is to recover, and the ultimate result is not as good because you've waited too long and your muscles get atrophied. So you just want to get surgery done as quickly as you can to really get back to your life. Not only will you enjoy your life more, but your joint will do better. You know, particularly now that I invented minimally invasive hip and knee replacements, the pain is really very minimal. Most of my patients, in fact, 80% of my patients go home within a couple hours of the surgery. The other patients stay overnight and go home the next morning. But it's an incredibly quick recovery that has very little pain. And you can get back to your life, get back to your activities, and get back to enjoying your life. It's been so hard during the pandemic of limiting things and limiting what you do. And now that things are opening up again, you really want to have the mobility and the lack of pain to enjoy the freedom that we're getting again, or else you're going to be locked in your house with arthritis, which is a terrible thing to have.
Dr. Berger, really appreciate your time spent with us once again, and appreciate the message on having a sense of urgency to take care of our health. Where can listeners get more information online on your practice, and how could listeners also be in touch as well?
You can come look me up on my website, which is outpatienthipandknee.com. Or you can look me up at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush in Chicago. Again, I would tell you not to wait. The most common thing I hear from my patients, besides thank you for giving me my life back, is I don't know why I waited so long. Don't wait so long. Get treatment now. Get back and enjoy your life.
And such a perfect place to conclude today. Dr. Berger, all the best, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute delight to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Richard Berger, MD, a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and assistant professor at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, Illinois. And for further details, visit outpatienthipandknee.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.